Eric Maura. Eric, E-R-I-C, Maura, M-A-U-R-A. Date of birth is June 23rd, 1974. This is for date of service, 12/28/2022. Mr. Maura is a 48-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. The patient has a complicated past medical history, including hypertension, hyperlipidemia, ruptured cyst removed, splenectomy, rheumatoid arthritis, anxiety, depression, facial flushing, weight gain, and precancerous polyps. He also has a history of an acoustic neuroma. The patient started experiencing facial flushing a little over a year ago. Many of his symptoms started to occur after the COVID vaccine. The patient has only had 2 injections total of the COVID mRNA vaccine. After this, he started noticing more facial flushing, fatigue, foggy brain, generalized weakness. The patient was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 1 year before the vaccines. For his diabetes, he is on metformin 500 milligrams twice daily. Notably, the patient had a CT scan of his abdomen, and they noted enlarged lymph nodes. They stated that these were benign when he had the upper endoscopy done by GI. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes, continue metformin 500 milligrams twice daily. We will check a current hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel. Next number for evaluation of endocrine problems, we will order an 8 a.m. cortisol due to the facial flushing. I will also order a TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also get a comprehensive metabolic panel and autoimmune thyroid labs related to the thyroid. Next number, for his rheumatoid arthritis, I have advised the patient to continue to follow with Dr. Torres. The patient had discontinued the methotrexate on his own. I have advised him to go ahead and start back on the methotrexate. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, continue current therapy. Next number, the patient was advised that usually when there's one autoimmune disease, there's also another one present, and this could be what's influencing his symptoms of facial flushing and generalized fatigue and weakness. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.